It's among the top five things that all North Carolinians should do this month, according to Our State magazine. It's been called the top fashion exhibition this season by Lucky magazine. And maybe most telling of all, the granddaughter of the man whose photography is being honored calls it the most creative installation of his work that she's ever seen. Now that's star power. Edward Steichen's Glamour Photography, and it's on view through May 19th at Rinola House Museum of American Art in Winston-Salem. Star Power explores the golden age of Hollywood in the late 1920s through the 30s with Steichen's images of luminaries like Katharine Hepburn, Gary Cooper, Charlie Chaplin, and Gloria Swanson. But the exhibit is unique in that it also ties together Hollywood's golden age with the golden age of Rinolda. Alongside the portraits by America's first modern fashion photographer, viewers can look at the amazing gowns, shoes, and Art Deco jewelry that the Reynolds family was wearing back in the day. Rinolda House curator Allison Slaby met me at the museum to explain this cross-dressing of art and couture.
He could get from his subjects what he wanted from them. He could pull them out and make them more glamorous, more dramatic. He also had the ability, when he was working in a particularly commercial realm, to focus the viewer's attention on a product. So if he's photographing shoes, you are going to look at those shoes, and they're going to be the most fabulous shoes you've ever seen.
Well, maybe we could take a look at a few works that strike you, and you can talk me through.
Sure.
We were talking about individuals, and this is really stunning right off the bat.
One of the most iconic photographs of 20th century art is Steichen's photograph of Gloria Swanson. She was a young actress when he photographed her in 1924, and it had been a long shoot. I think they were both exhausted. And he hit upon this idea of draping a film of lace in front of her face, and he said that she recognized the potential immediately. He said her pupils dilated, and she took on a look like a cat looking out from leaves in a jungle. And it's just one of the most dramatic photographs you'll see, and just stunning in its beauty.
How about another in terms of drawing your eye, drawing your attention to a fashion element, Allison?
I'm glad you asked that, because in this same year, in 1924, he created this incredible photograph of Ilka Chase, who was the daughter of the editor of Vogue. And he wanted to highlight a new hair ornament, and it's a tortoiseshell band that wraps around the back of the head with beautiful diamond embellishments on the sides. And so he posed her with her back to the camera and focuses on just the beauty of her profile and this incredible hairband. And I think for our visitors, this image is really going to call to mind Downton Abbey and perhaps Lady Mary and something fabulous that she would have worn in that show.
I'm also struck by the modern, as in contemporary, 21st century look of some of these photos.
Exactly. Steichen was very modern, and you see him throughout the exhibition becoming more and more modern. In the 20s, when he started, he was still doing this soft focus, what we call pictorialist photography. But as you move through the exhibition, you see him becoming sharper, the images become crisper, there are these very deep shadows, and you see him moving from almost an Art Nouveau look to very much Art Deco.
Rinolda House curator Allison Slaby. The exhibit Star Power, Edward Steichen's Glamour Photography, will remain on view through May 19th at Rinolda House Museum of American Art in Winston-Salem. NPR's Susan Stanberg recently spent more than 2 hours there viewing the Star Power exhibit, and she was quite literally blown away. Chances are you will be too. You'll find several Steichen photos and links to more information about the exhibit on our website, WFDD.org, and click on Triad Arts. On Friday at 1 o'clock, you can stroll along with Allison and me for our little Pictures at an Exhibition tour during Triad Arts weekend. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.